Well, welcome everyone to the Ridley Planning Commission regular meeting, Thursday, April 21st, 2016. If everyone would please stand up and to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Ellen, can we get a roll call, please, for attendance?
Commissioner Barcelos?
Here.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Present.
Chairman Custodio?
Here. And now we're in the portion of the public comment, which provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. Does anyone have any comment with items that are not on the agenda? No, I don't think so. Thank you. All right. So, commissioners, did you guys have a chance to look at the consent agenda of the regular minutes from the last meeting, April 7th? Any questions, concerns? No? So I'm going to go ahead and move to approve. Could I get a second, please?
I'll second.
Second? Okay. Can I get a roll call, please? Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
All right. Now we're in the portion of a public hearing. So we're going to hand it over to staff. Ellen, so you have the floor. There you go.
Use permit application for the property that you probably know it as Kelly's Beach. It's been around since I think the 1920s, and it is under new ownership now, and so there are plans to renovate, construct new buildings, and improve and enhance the property. Before going into that, since it has been here for quite some time, this conditional use permit does a couple of things. One, it memorializes the existing uses that the new owner and applicant wish to continue, such as the bar, tavern, and the RV park and the campground. And so since the facility has been around for so long, there was never a conditional use permit done, and municipal codes probably weren't invented in the 20s. So this memorializes those existing uses because, as you know, serving or consuming alcohol on the premises requires a CUP in our current ordinance. So this helps kind of bring all of that history to the present and then continues on with the new applicant who wants to do more to the property, including adding a microbrewery, modifying and renovating the existing structures. For example, the general store that's existing now is going to be turned into a full-service kitchen. That pathway is going to be enclosed, as well as making improvements to the RV park and campground by adding additional office storage buildings, bathrooms, restroom facilities, and other accessory structures to help with the continued operation of those uses. In addition to that, there is also the proposal to have more special events at the site. As you do know, Kelly's in the past did do special events, so those will be continued with the and for this applicant there will be construction of an amphitheater, and that will be more towards the Manning Avenue Bridge and the actual building. So if you go there now, there has been a patio that's been partially constructed at this time, and so that's where the special events will be. So that is farther away from the residents that live near there, so the sound barrier can kind of help with that. As well as the proposed structures will be on the property, but along Kings River Road to also kind of help with the sound barriers and buffers. And the existing landscaping and trees on the property will remain as such. And so if you look at page 2 of the staff report, there are other property improvements that were proposed, improvements for ADA purposes and to maintain ADA compliance on the property. providing more outdoor recreation opportunities. The general store now will be moved and be more of a clubhouse, and so that will be south of the existing restaurant and campground. And development of caretakers units as well to oversee and manage the RV park and campground. So this is a master conditional use permit, and by that I mean that this is, you know, proposing all the future improvements and enhancements to the property. They may not necessarily happen tomorrow or next week, but they will be happening, and so there will be further review when those things come about. But the CUP is establishing that these things will happen in the future and will be finalized, and site plans will be submitted at that time that, you know, the new buildings will be constructed. As I said, the overall project will be done in phases, and so the first step for the applicant is to renovate the kitchen and get the full-service restaurant full-service kitchen for the current restaurant and bar established. And as you could see in the operational statement that was attached as Exhibit O, there was a lot of depth about the security plan and plans for the special events if they do get larger. So there's the operational statement goes into great detail about how management will, and how security and management of security and the patrons will be done during events and during normal operations as well. So the current zoning designation of the property is central and community commercial, and that is along the northernmost portion of the property along Manning Avenue, and then the RV and campground and a portion of the restaurant is open space. And so these uses are consistent with those zone districts as well as the general plan. The general plan designations are very similar to the zoning there. And so this project is consistent with our code and with the general plan. And it was exempt under CEQA in the attached environmental assessment. So that concludes staff's report. We do have the applicant here if you'd like to say anything or answer any questions you may have, and I'm also available to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Anyone in the public, if you guys want to make a statement or make a comment, you guys are more than welcome. If you do, I suggest, if you don't mind, giving your name and address, and then keep it at a 3-minute minimum, or maximum, I guess I can say. So you guys, if you want to, you may. Yeah, please.
First of all, I'd like to thank the planning department for being so helpful dealing with the different planning departments in the area, or in the state, I should say. We never had that much help and working with shit, and it's been fantastic. I'm Mike Peach. I am the owner of the property, and along with Preston Baker, who's a part owner of the restaurant and bar. If we're here to answer any questions, we're here to help and make the community a better place, you know, as far as businesses go. And that's about it.
Commissioners, do you guys have any questions you want to ask?
One of my concerns is the restaurant and bar. How much activity and remodeling will be done in there? My concern is the safety portion of it, because I'm going to assume you're going to keep it open.
Correct. Yes. No, that is the major priority of the whole property. The building itself, as it says for the restaurant and bar, is going to basically say, you know, stay like it is. There's an outdoor kitchen area behind it, which is going to be the microbrewery. Like Ellen said, the grocery store per se, the little building in front, will be the full kitchen and tie the two buildings together. For now, I mean, as far as we can see, or near future at least, leaving it as it is. I mean, at some point, it wouldn't, that upper patio, which is in the same level as the restaurant, making that into a covered patio instead of being open, but leaving the next couple stages down as like Ellen said, as an amphitheater effect. and then be able to open up to community events and open up to hopefully the whole camp, the whole grounds. There's a 5-acre campground portion. There's an acre of it that's day use and 4 acres of overnight use. And the acre that's closest to the restaurant is the day use portion. So we're hoping to have, like I said, community events there and things that, you know, of all natures.
So, Mr. Peacher, what you're saying is that the if there's the construction of the kitchen area, freezer, refrigerator area, mm-hmm. that is going to be combined with the existing building now. So there's really nothing going to be happening where the patrons will be at eating and inside the restaurant.
It'll no, be, inside the restaurant, in doing that, we'll be forming a new entrance into the
right,
building.
Because you're going to combine that little walkway. That
correct. And we and like so I have an architect working on it right now okay. to come up creatively on how to create a little awning where you can come into it, you know, as a little
okay.
you know, anteroom per se coming into the restaurant. But the overall footprint is going to stay the same.
Same, same. Okay.
In relationship, and I couldn't find it, in relationship to the bar, where's the microbrewery going to be at?
It will be directly against the back of the bar.
Against the back.
So if yeah, if you were the bartender, it's basically the thought is to continue that roof line over that exterior area, and it would be yeah
back there.
Yeah, so this is where the current there's the barbecue here, and that's where the microbrewery will be.
Yep. Oh, okay.
This is the general store here, and that's
right.
where the kitchen will be. So there's, I mean, the restaurant can still be open because the cooking and the restaurant is here, and then this is separate from it at that time, so it can still be open during construction, and there'll be, you know, appropriate measures taken to make sure it is separate.
Yep, no, that's perfect.
Yeah, but this covered area is where the barbecue is right now, and that's where the microbrewery is.
Once the new kitchen is completed and approved to use, then everything will be swung into there, and then we'll be able to expand on the microbrewery, which a year out at least probably.
And then also the parking lot. Is there going to be any lighting in the parking lot?
As of right now, do you know where the lights are on? Right now?
I do not know.
Okay, right.
Are they kind of around here though?
Right there. Go back to that white square. There's two huge overhead lights there. One of them we're having trouble with and it's not working right now, but the other one towards the restaurant works. Right to the left of what looks blue there, I'm not sure if it looks like a blue tarp or something, but right there, there's another big overhead light. As of right now, we have the main sign on the very north end there off. Because all we have is vinyl banners over it. But once that is completed, the sign is completed, that lights up that whole end of the parking lot very well.
And the entryway is not going to change in any way, is it?
Coming into, no.
Okay.
That area there, yeah, you're kind of limited on what you could do with that and still be able to access
right.
you know, the park and the parking lot.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I had a question. I was looking at the security plan, and first of all, thanks for providing such a, I think, very detailed security plan. That's kind of my major concern is security.
Mm-hmm.
Is this plan in place now? Do you have it in place now? Are you doing what the plan says now? Because I know you've been open for about a month or so.
Yeah, we've been open for a few months. Because that plan gets a little bit deeper into larger events.
Yeah.
Events we're having right now, you know, a few hundred people at the most. We have, Preston's kind of in charge of security, but.
I have a question.
You can join him over here.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's all right. No. You said your name was Preston?
Preston Baker, yes. We've got one head of security who's guard carded, and then we have two security guards, so to speak, that are staff members. We've never had more than maybe, like you said, maybe 200 people. So it's always been sufficient for the events that we've done. Depending on how things go here, the measures would be taken with some of the bigger events. I've done plenty of big events, such as we're talking about here. And in that case, we would look to have hired security. Bonded and the whole deal. Obviously, we would check in with the police department, fire department before we even got started with these plans. So,
So since you've been open for the past month, have there been any issues at all, any significant issues that have occurred?
And no significant incidences. I believe personally I've called once, and I believe that at for St. Patrick's Day, I think we've got one sound complaint. It was just misplacement of the band. We faced it kind of like towards the parking lot. Mm-hmm. In retrospect, that was probably a bad decision. We probably should have faced it towards the building like we plan to do in the future to create kind of a sound barrier. So since then, we've adjusted that and have had no problems since that I know of. We haven't had, we encourage drive-throughs. So when I talked to the chief of police, we even asked, you know, certain times for them to come through just so that we can help, get rid of some of the old issues. I don't really know how to say that, but just so that people know that we want to take different measures than sure. what they were doing before. So they show up two or three times a day, which we like. So
that's great. Okay, well, no, that was kind of my main concern, and I see that, you know, your plan is very thorough, and I appreciate that, and I just wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Any other comments, concerns? No.
The only thing I wanted to ask is, do we have anything already sent out to any of the residents that are near there, just to be sure that they're understanding what your next procedures are going to be?
Well, we personally spoke with every neighbor that we have along North River or North Kings River Road, and they're all happy to see something was happening again. They're bored, they said. As far as the neighbors, which I've heard were complaints for a problem, were coming from the track downriver, which is I can't remember the footage, was over 3,000 feet away. That we have that 8 acres that goes from Manning all the way to that housing subdivision on the other side. So I mean, the buffer that we have is immense, but we still hear that if you're gonna have a complaint, it comes usually from
on
that
group.
Neighborhood.
Rough group.
Hopefully nobody lives here. That's
totally.
I would also like to add that since it was a conditional use permit, I did send out notice to the property owners within 350 feet, and so invited them to come to the meeting or contact me if they had any questions, and I didn't receive any public comment.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, I live in that area, so the other night I did hear, but it wasn't anything different than we've experienced in the past, so I think you guys are okay.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
If I might add just really quick, I know one kind of back at you, Mike. We have really appreciated the opportunity to work with Mike and Preston. We've had several meetings about the kinds of things that would be helpful to the city, such as a security plan, and they did a great job. The security plan that is part of their operational statement is part of the conditions of approval. And just to go to the comment about safety, which is always a concern, there is a condition that says at least 2 weeks prior to an event or the event, the establishment being this particular establishment, shall notify the city of shall notify the Reedley Police Department and or his designee of any promotional event expected to exceed 500 persons in personnel. That is in the operational statement on page 3 under contests and promotions. So they have really gone, what I think is done a great job. And I mean, I've seen a lot of these where a city would write conditions about LEED certification and, I mean, all the kind of typical ABC things, but they did that all up front.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was really great. The microbrewery, I mean, that's kind of, as long as it's in connection with the restaurant, is always really key. Mm-hmm. It won't be the, Budweiser, production to that. I mean, even though we'd love them to be as successfully, as successful as Budweiser, but again, microbreweries are allowed in connection with restaurants. So I just kind of thought I'd throw it out so that those kinds of things were contemplated.
And Chief Garza was complimentary of the security plan as well. He was okay, bought off on it.
Yeah, the operational statement, one, we encourage the applicant to go visit with the chief.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a good first step. I know that they did that. I think they've met with him on several occasions, mm-hmm. if I'm correct. And then, as typical of our process, the operational statement was routed to all of the departments for comment. So not only was that kind of the standard operating procedure, that all of this was forwarded to him directly for comment, but then the applicant had also. And then any comments we received from the police chief were then incorporated into conditions of approval as typical. So I think we're good and covered.
Great.
Did I leave anything out?
Are you guys open for lunch now?
Yes, we are. 11 o'clock to midnight on weekdays.
And you guys have any timeline on when you're going to start the new construction of the kitchen first? And
the kitchen, like I said, I'm hoping to have the drawings ready to be applied by within 30 days, 45 days at the most.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I'm a general contractor myself, so we do a lot of work and like that, and it's such a minor, there's not really no structural issues. The power's all there, everything's there.
Yeah.
So it's just revamping it more than anything.
Okay.
I think that's it. Hopefully, like I said, that's the first portion, and getting the little amphitheater built.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and you know, thank you for continuing. You know what Kelly's Beach used to be. Now it's going to be the Wake House. I didn't grow up in this area, and I heard about this establishment in Southern California when I was in high school, because of what it meant and the floating and everything. Mm-hmm. So. It's amazing that it's been around for this long.
We're really appreciating the opportunity to keep it going.
Yeah, I wish you the best. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Commission, if we don't have anything else to speak, is there any else in the public that would like to make a comment? Okay. So in front of you guys, we have resolution. I'm going to go ahead and read off here, and we have resolution in section 2 with subtext A and B, and both of this will be combined in this resolution number 2016-7. This is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission approving the conditional use permit, CPU, application number 2015-3, and the related environmental assessment number 2016-5. I'm going to go ahead and move to approve. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Could we have a roll call, please?
I'm sorry, who's the first on that?
Me.
Thank you. Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Parcells?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. You guys could stay. We have the meeting to continue, but you guys are welcome to go. Thank you so much for coming in.
And if you leave, you're going to miss the most exciting part. I just forewarned you.
It's very exciting. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Best of luck. All right, so now we come to the portion of the Community Development Director's Report, and I have to sadly say this is the final one for Mr. Kevin Fabino.
It is, and so let me just run through a couple of things really quick for you. One, as you're well aware, Early Avenue is done. It's been a kind of a really nice improvement. That was a kind of three-quarter street that was built out, fencing put up, new curb gutter and sidewalk. At 6 o'clock, if this wasn't riveting enough, you're more than welcome to stay for the Traffic Commission.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. If you think this is exciting, wait till you hit the next one's even more. Huntsman Avenue from basically Buttonwillow to the creek, what is being proposed is in essence a bike lane. The sidewalk's really not wide enough, and the street has plenty of width to it to put in a designated 10-foot bicycle path. And so there will be delineators or bollards, if you will, that will separate traffic and the bike path. We worked on that so that what the bollards do is they're actually, the spacing is much closer when they get to intersections. And then on straight lines, if you will, or straight segments of the street, it kind of, the spacing expands. So it's about a 20-foot separation for the bollards. So if you can kind of visualize that, if you're coming east on Huntsman towards Buttonwillow, when you hit that segment, you'll see a bunch of bollards, which hopefully will give the driver some visual slowdown because that's the trailway. And then there's a curve, more bollards that are close together. Then there's a straight segment, bollards further apart. And then as you actually approach Buttonwillow, the bollards actually get closer together to, again, visually show that something's happening for that driver to slow down. The other thing is the approach on the street has been changed. Instead of right now, it's kind of like that weird angle, like many streets, right? Where you get there and you're like looking over. One of the things we did was we turned the street, if you will, and marked it out so that it'll become more on a 90-degree angle perpendicular, which we think that will be a great advantage. Just a couple other quick things. On 15th and G, where Hamilton's is, one of the conditions of Hamilton's when they did an expansion was to split the cost of basically signalizing, pedestrian signalization, and striping all four with crosswalks, all four segments. So there'll be now crosswalks and signalization. That should be happening in the next couple months. I know there are a number of really exciting projects like 8th and I will go to a four-way stop in June. I'm sure that there'll be an award for Luke Trimble, all things we've talked about. Those are coming to fruition. There are a lot of projects, and Alan and I are talking about them daily and having conversations with developers, with projects that are continue to move forward, as well as just new projects coming down the pike. So we're pretty darn excited about that. It's not often I do this, but I do have to correct the administrative record. Ellen introduced herself as an assistant planner. That is incorrect. She is now the interim city planner. With my departure, she has been elevated, rightly so, in the position of city planner and will be there as an interim. I know that Nicole is actively searching now for a new director, but I think Ellen is absolutely capable, great professional, and quite frankly has taught me so much about planning. It's ridiculous, but it's been great. Yes, this is my last meeting. I will just get it out there. It is bittersweet. It is sad leaving friends, moving on, but kind of exciting at the same time. I can't thank all of you enough. The commission has been great to work for. And as I told Wes Isaac today, he called me and thanked me for all the wonderful things that I have allegedly done. And beyond just kind of getting a nice call from Wes, which was sort of shocking, that was not what I expected. But it's still very, very nice. As we were talking, one of the things I asked of Wes is, because he was telling me about all the things that, planning and basically community development has done, and, how high the bar has been set. And I just said, do me a favor, keep that bar up there. Make sure you maintain that the highest bar you possibly can, and don't go backwards. That's what's made Reedley great. And, as I was telling the city manager, there are developers coming to Reedley now. There are national developers coming to Reedley because we have a very high bar, and because we visit with them, and you heard it here tonight, we visit with them, and we're transparent. We got a developer. Look, you're going to have to pull water and sewer line probably 500 or 600 feet. It's going to be on your dime, and you're not going to get reimbursed. But it's better to tell them now than wait till the end. And they appreciate that. They don't like having to pull the water and sewer, but I guarantee you the project's going to go because it's a great project. So those things, which maybe in the past may have been like a real challenge or something that, you know, would have stopped development, will not stop development today if we're up front and we keep that bar high and we continue moving forward. The department has a great staff. I have no doubt in the world that, you know, great things are going to come to the city of Reedley. And I have told all the staff that I expect them to continue holding that bar as high as possible because it'll make them and, more importantly, the city successful. So that being said, I can't thank you enough. But I would like to ask Ellen to introduce her guest this evening who is here and somebody you might even see again. So Ellen, I'll turn it over to you.
I did want to introduce Michaela Alvarez. She is volunteering for me for a couple of weeks, helping with planning duties and the day-to-day, and also kind of teaching her about how local government works and how development occurs and all the good stuff. So you might see her a couple more times for Planning Commission.
All right, thank you. Any future agenda items that we need to, besides the 19th, it's tentative for?
It is tentative. I'm going to go ahead and say that that's probably, it was either going to be May 19th or June 2nd, and I'm thinking it's going to be June 2nd.
Okay.
So, yeah, there aren't, there will be the text amendment. If not the text amendment, I did get a conditional use permit application for a large family daycare home. Okay. So if not two items, we will have at least one item. Okay. I'm sorry, June 2nd.
I've got a couple that I just found out in latter parts of June, July, and August. No, I'm just
That's fine.
Setting the schedule.
All right, well, thank you. But before we leave, I want to present this to Kevin. Ironically enough, we found this on the internet. It was really interesting that they were on the internet. And so what we did was we went to a local baseball shop and tried to get them assessed. And they told us, they kind of laughed, and they said, these aren't worth nothing. And he actually asked us to pay him. But we came up with these baseball cards.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you cannot see these.
Ron Hudson was the mastermind. So we want to present you that and so you can go and brag that you have a baseball card. But just to let you know, I had to pay the guy a couple bucks just so I can get a store there because he said, these are not worth anything. You're wasting my time. But
thank you so much.
You're going to be missed.
Much.
Thank you for everything you did for our city. And with that, we're going to conclude this meeting. Awesome.